Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey!
What's going on, you guys?
What's up?
Hey.
Happy spring!
It's springtime, guys.
Springtime we made has it. Sprung.
We're posting again.
This allergies is crazy. Are being had.
Your medication won't help with that.
Guys, guess what? I'm medicated for anxiety now.
We're so excited for her, guys.
As of today, I have a Lexapro prescription.
They're interested in sponsoring us. Feel free.
Actually, it's off-brand Lexapro.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's called, but it's off-brand.
It's
but
cheaper.
$11.
Let's go medicated,
that's what's
Maddie.
That's with me.
Guys, this is a huge new leaf for her. This is crazy.
I'm about to be a whole new bitch. And exciting, I can't wait.
The closest I can relate to is allegedly, hypothetically, taking my girlfriend's Adderall. That's about it.
Have you ever?
For legal purposes,
yeah.
I've never done
I was
that.
Like, wait, actually.
However, when I was cramming for finals and stuff like that, let's just say that it was there.
I mean,
it was sitting there
in the
nightstand.
Same room,
yeah. Yeah. But I would never take it, of course.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, man. So, what's up, everybody?
Hey, how you doing? We missed you. We're back. You? We're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this. I haven't worn this hat in so long, guys.
It still fits your head.
I know. It does. Look
I've
at
become
it.
A hat girl recently.
You become a hacker? What hats have you been wearing?
I bought one when I went to Boston that says enemies to lovers.
That's a good one.
Yes. And it's pink and red, which is my favorite color combo.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got a hat from Target that has like, it says like Bronte Austin Book Club. It's really cute.
What is Bronte Austin Book Club?
Well, Jane Austen, Charlotte Bronte.
Oh.
Just like a theoretical.
Who's Charlotte book Bronte?
I love.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know who that is.
Charlotte Bronte is
an author or a character?
Charlotte Bronte is Jane Eyre. She wrote Jane Eyre.
Oh.
Emily Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights.
We just got a lot of Brontes in here.
They're sisters. There's three of them. And yeah, and all three of them wrote books.
Oh.
Yeah, they're kind of cunty. They died really young because they lived by like a cemetery, and low key their water was contaminated by all the dead bodies.
Oh.
It's crazy. I just read Jane Eyre, everybody.
How are you dropping this lore about three sisters that were authors that died near a cemetery?
Hey.
How have I never heard about that?
It's because it's been everywhere because of like Wuthering Heights and like everything right now.
Oh.
That's why I know about it. And
which Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights? The third sister?
I can't remember. I think Charlotte Bronte wrote Jane Eyre. I think it was Emily Bronte. Emily Bronte wrote Wuthering Heights.
Okay.
And then the third
one. My understanding, the movie for Wuthering Heights that just came out, the book does not have Jacob Elordi doing a bunch of weird dog play or something like that, whatever it was.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Have that.
But
no, that's not in the
was
book.
Was I upset to watch that? No.
Okay.
Hey, sorry.
I saw one clip on TikTok and I said, I don't think this is in the book.
Hey, sorry. I loved the Wuthering Heights movie. Hey, sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to be sorry.
And I like the I love the book. And I like the movie.
Just some creative
differences.
And they're
different.
That's all.
And I don't care.
It's okay when things are different. I've been
care.
In a weird mood where
Emily Bronte, was I right?
Yes.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah, yes.
I've been in a weird mood where I just want everything to be different. Everything's felt so the same.
I get what you're saying.
And cookie cutter about everything with all like the reboots that are happening across the world right now. And I'm just like, is it bad to say that I just want something different? To happen. Like, I'm excited that people are excited for things that are being made. Like, I like when people are happy across the board. But every time I see some type of live action remake about something, I always just go,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I feel that. You know what?
We already saw this, but all right. Just getting old?
No, I get what you mean. Yeah.
Don't
talk to me
like,
about getting
old.
I've
seen it. All right.
Yeah. For me, I couldn't read for a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't reading forever.
But her medication helps with that, guys.
Hopefully. Apparently it does.
Oh, it
apparently
helps?
Some people who think they have ADHD actually just have bad anxiety. And so Lexapro helps with that.
Isn't
and
that like a symptom of like a lot of ADHD when you're like just hyperactive? It just like gets you like...
I don't know. But apparently Lexapro can help with that.
Okay.
I'm about to be a new girl. But anyways, I
swear this isn't sponsored, guys.
No. I've been trying to diversify my reading.
Yeah.
So I've been reading classics. I know, you guys. And I'm like kind of going deep into the classics of it all. I read Jane Eyre. I read Wuthering Heights a while back. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently reading Resurrection by Leo Tolstoy.
Interesting.
I know. And I have a goal this year to read War and Peace.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it because I've been
talked about it before, but read Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah. I've never read that either. But I'm like kind of excited. I also read Project Hail Mary.
I want to go watch that one.
You did?
Read that?
Yeah.
Guys, Solomon's read a book. All right, Solomon, how do you feel about Project Hail Mary?
Oh, it was very good. I read the book and then I saw the movie recently.
Me too.
Apparently you have to watch it in theaters.
Yes.
I'm going to go with my roommate soon and watch it, probably.
I watched it in 70mm IMAX.
There you go.
Okay. Film. It was amazing.
Spectacular.
Did you like the book and the movie,
Solomon? Oh, yeah. And I was looking to see that the movie followed the book, and it did.
I agree. Like, of course, some things are left out or whatever.
Yeah, like they made the movie a little funnier, I think.
Yeah.
The character was funnier, but, you know, it didn't take
away
from it.
Was the funnier more compelling in a way?
Well,
or
I
just
think...
Ryan Gosling, you got to make him be funny.
No, it was the alien that they made funny, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to do that to give
him... Okay, I guess there's aliens. Well, I know nothing about this movie.
It's so good. Yeah. The book is actually so unbelievable.
I've only seen the trailer where Ryan Gosling's going, I'm not an astronaut. And he's like smacking the table. And I'm like,
it's
okay.
It's so good. Yeah. And the movie, I was like crying because I loved it so bad. And the book I read in 2 days. And I've never really read sci-fi before, but I think it's a really good sci-fi starter.
Okay.
It's written by Andy Weir, who wrote The Martian also.
Oh, I love that one.
I've never seen The Martian.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
Yeah, but I'm like really into like Interstellar. Mm-hmm. And so this is like, that's so good.
This is right up your alley then.
It was so good. So anyways, that's what I've been doing recently, trying to diversify my reading.
Speaking of Interstellar. Isn't that the book where the guy goes all into space only to end up behind a bookshelf in his...
Yeah, it's not a real bookshelf, though. That's the thing. It's a three-dimensional projection of a bookshelf because that's how those interdimensional beings that are us, spoiler alert, have evolved to understand space and time.
Yeah, okay.
Don't go, Merv, no!
That movie is so good.
Pretty good.
That movie is so good. That score, period. Mm-hmm. Cornfield Chase,
that's my jam.
It's my jam? Are you kidding me?
What are you listening to? Cornfield Chase
by Hans Zimmer. Yes, and I know other people do too.
That man loves making epic scores to Timothy Chalamet doing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways,
my diverse-fed reading has been.
Yeah. What?
I know we're supposed to talk about Divine Rivals, but this is an exciting development for my life.
Yeah.
I've been reading like children's books. Like I said last time, it was Narnia and stuff like that.
Oh,
but I've been reading this book series that I read out of order when I was like in middle school. It's called The Fairy Tale Detectives: The Sisters Grimm. Do you know what this is?
No.
Do you know? Okay.
The Sisters Grimm?
It's the descendants of the Brothers Grimm in the modern age. Fairy tales are real. Newsflash.
Love that.
They're still alive. They're trapped in a town. And these two orphaned little girls have to go live with their grandmother who lives in this village and solve fairy tale-like crimes and stuff like that. And I read it out of order when I was a kid, and so I knew nothing what was going on. So I
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't know about it. My dad just like grabbed a book from the library and was like, here, read this. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then I kind of read them in a weird order, but I never finished it. So I found the audiobooks and I was like, I'm going to listen to this now. And I don't know why I wasn't ready for how intense it was going to be, but like, it's like in my mind, they were children's books. I was reading them in middle school and stuff like that, like when I was 11. And like the second book is when their elementary school teacher is murdered and strung up in webs. I'm like, what the?
Oh,
what do you mean?
God.
When did that happen?
That's
and it's like a horrifying half spider monster that's working for Rumpelstiltskin. Spoilers.
Spoilers for
and it's like murdering people, and you're like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Well, that's crazy.
I was reading this as a child. I wasn't ready for that. Okay.
Is it fun though?
No, it's really good actually.
Oh,
it's kinda good. I'm kinda giggling. It's giving Once Upon a Time in a way.
I love Once Upon
like
a Time.
Like Prince Charming is the mayor.
Oh, totally.
You know, Cinderella has a radio show where she talks about, like, she got a medical degree and she just talks about relationship advice and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Snow White's an elementary school teacher. It's great. It's all
that's the same as Once Upon a Time.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, she's an elementary school teacher.
I think this book came out before Once Upon a Time, though. I don't know for sure, though.
I loved it.
I think that's what makes it even better is just how unapologetic things are when it's just like, let's just embrace just how silly this is.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. What's her... The witch from Hansel and Gretel,
uh-huh.
Frau Pfefferkuchenhausen or something like that, whatever her name is. I think that's funny. I think I got that right. She just runs a dentist's office.
Ew.
That's great,
that's funny.
Spectacular.
That's
I know.
That's
it's like, oh, yeah, no. We got to go to the dentist. It's just an old German lady going, ah, Hansel and Gretel, they only eat candy. I give them salad and they called it torture.
That's like, cute.
Insane. And I've been loving that.
Wow.
Big Bad Wolf is there. He's a vibe.
Oh.
Yeah, they got everything.
Period.
But anyway, let's talk about this now. We've wasted our 10 minutes lollygagging
here.
Not
wasting.
It's okay to waste. It's okay to waste things.
Yeah, maybe my Lexapro brain will learn
in
that.
The sense of like, hey, time's not real. That 10 minutes that we just spent talking, it no longer exists.
Hey.
Think about it like that.
So my medication hasn't started working yet, so don't go talking like that to me.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, we're at 10 minutes and 24 seconds right now or whatever it is. That's not real. That's true. Not real. We only have this second. And that second that we just had, it's gone already.
Oh, there you go. So I'll start to freak out. Anyways, let's talk about Divine Rivals.
Divine Rivals. I feel like that's kind of in the spirit of it, of being kind of like in the moment for things like that. Yeah.
What were your initial thoughts? Because I've read this before.
Okay.
You hadn't.
I had never read it. It's one of my girlfriend's favorite books. And she's been telling me for like a year to like read it. She's kind of bummed that she's not here for this episode, but she's at work right now.
Oh, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I really liked it. I don't know. It got me feeling all whimsical and in like a writer headspace of like, oh my God, I got to start writing stuff. This is crazy.
It's about the love. I feel like it's about the love of writing. Mm-hmm. It's about the love of like storytelling in general.
Absolutely. All art forms kind of in a way. Cause there's that moment with her fellow writer correspondent talking about how she grew up learning instruments and music and stuff like that. And just the beauty of creating versus the horror of destroying.
High war.
Came up with that just now.
That was great. That was really good.
I've still got this.
You do. That's good.
Somebody call my English teachers from high school. Let them know that they didn't fail me.
Okay. So we just talk about.
Start.
Let's get into it.
It off. Yeah.
So we have the two main characters. We have Iris Winnow and Roman Kit.
Roman Carver Kit.
Carver Kit, who are living amongst like kind of like a World War One, but with
World
magic
War One. I was trying to figure out what era we were in, and the second we got to where they're in the war and there's like trenches. Like World War One. Okay.
They're literally in the trenches.
Good.
And they work at this like newspaper. And Miss Iris's brother is fighting in this war. This, like we said, World War One.
Forrest, right?
Forrest.
When that prologue started, have you seen that one joke like coffee ad? Like, I think it's Folgers or something like that, where the brother comes home from war and they're just like,
it's not a joke. Oh, wait.
No, there's like a joke. Oh, okay. Like the brother comes home, he's a soldier or something like that, and she's like, "You're my Christmas gift this year," or something. And it's like so like intense.
Yeah, that's like, real. That's not even a joke.
No, I know. But there's a second one that was done as a skit where the parents come down and they interrupt and separate them and be like, "No, you're not going to kiss your sister again. Get out of here." That's exactly what this was giving. Like when they were just like,
she loves her brother.
What does he call it? Like his little flower or something like that? Yeah. I was like, I don't have any siblings, but I feel like this is not how siblings
talk. I don't have a brother, so I'm like, this is kind of weird.
I don't know. I was watching it. I was like, I don't know. Like this is obviously a very sweet and somber moment.
True.
But the amount of times that they were like embracing, being like, I'll miss you, little flower. I was like, siblings, right?
Yeah.
Have I been watching too much Game of Thrones? I think I have.
Yes.
I was like, no, it's sweet. We're fine. We're good. Don't worry about that.
That's so funny. Yeah, we can't connect to that.
Yes.
So he's off fighting in the war. So, and Iris lives with her mom in this like apartment. And they're very poor. Mm-hmm. And her mom has started to drink her life away.
5 months into the brother being gone. Yeah, she's drinking. She lost her job. Mm-hmm. Hate it when moms do that, right? That's just the worst.
Hey, poor Iris. Her life sucks.
Dude, it's kind of bad. Yeah. At least she's getting to do what she loves because like, she got drafted to the paper, you know?
Yeah, she's working at the paper.
To try to be a columnist.
Mm-hmm. And Roman works there too, but he's like a rich kid. Mm-hmm. And his family's kind of like,
we're just going to buy you that columnist position. And he's like, no, I'm going to earn it.
Exactly.
And the owner of the paper is like, well, he's earning it, but also he's paying for it.
Yeah. And they kind of like have this thing going on where they're kind of like, they like tease each other, but
I said, like, okay, workplace banter, enemies to lovers. Clock that shit immediately.
No, well, hello, rivals.
The second she's like, ugh, Roman Kit's got the first paper that was put on the board. He's going to get to write the story about that. I was like, is he hot? And his
of course he
unfortunately
is.
Attractive smile. I was like,
She's like, God, he's so hot.
Okay. I love it when I hate that he's handsome. She's go on. Like cracks knuckles, leans back. Like, here we go. This is what I love.
I love it. Yeah. And they kind of tease each other all the time. But everyone at the that works with them is like, you guys like each other.
You guys are obviously courting, right? And she's like, what? Ew. No. Boys. Gross.
Yeah. But he also is like engaged to this like.
Yeah. A little bit. He has a. We'll get to that in a bit. But first off, she like keeps writing letters to her brother at war with her special typewriter.
Yes.
I love the aesthetic of a typewriter, by the way. Me like too. Really, I was locked in the second I heard the clacking of the typewriter. I was like,
no, too. It's whimsical.
I feel every single aesthetic from this like story just tickled my brain, right?
I think this is a brain tickling book.
Especially with the audiobook that I was listening to. The voice actors did such a great job.
Yes. I agree.
Doing it, that I was like, go on. Yes. It's giving like I don't want to say steampunk, but like in that vibe.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Steampunk is not the right word. For those of you who are huge steampunk fans, don't worry. I know it's not steampunk.
I am a huge steampunk fan.
You are?
Yes.
You like that aesthetic?
Yes, I do, but
it's cool.
Yeah.
I understand what you're meaning, though. You're meaning kind of like industrial, like
industrial age, but like kind of magical intertwined. It's giving. Yes. Have you seen Arcane?
No, but I know League everyone Legends? Loves it.
Yeah, it's like right up your alley.
Yeah, I've heard
adult
that.
Adult animation style thing. Yeah.
I'm going to get into that. But I do understand what you're meaning. It's not steampunk, but I get what you're saying.
It's just the industrial age, but it's like not full industrial. It's kind of magical in a way.
Okay, her going to the store. Hey, I'd kill myself on the spot. Her going to the store and the magic, because there is magic here, because there's gods, and the war is about these gods that are like
fighting. Enva and Deka.
Yes.
All my bitches hate Deka.
Yeah, I think it's Daker.
Daker? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I think we just listened to British people say it. So it's Deka.
Deka.
Deka, right? I think it's D-A-C-R-E. Like Daker Montgomery from Stranger Things.
Dockery Montgomery?
Daker, I promise. No, it's Daker, I promise you.
It could be Daker.
Could be, it is.
Okay. While she looks through this entire book to find the first mention of Daker.
It has to be soon. No, it's at the end because he has an epilogue.
Spoilers.
D-A-C-R-E.
Oh, yeah.
Daker. They're at war. What was I going
to
say?
They're at war. He is a little bit upset because she put him to sleep.
Yes.
And he wakes up and he's like, where's my wife?
Yes.
Which would be hot in any other context, I think, usually.
Yes.
But she's not down for it, as far as we know so far. Maybe in the second book that changes, because apparently...
Oh, I'm so curious.
That the second book is where the gods are really more prevalent.
Yeah.
The entire time for this story, I thought the gods weren't real. I thought it was a vast conspiracy and that... They were just fighting each other, like different, like
giving
it was
like
the same country. I thought it was just the same country fighting each other.
Yeah.
And it was just a conspiracy by the government or something like that.
Oh, word.
When at the end, we're going way out of order here, but like when at the end, you know, it's Forrest like wearing the press uniform, grabbing her and stuff like that. I thought it was Enva soldiers versus Enva soldiers, essentially.
I see.
No one was fighting for Baker or something. It was just two sides of the trench that were the same trench or something like that shooting at each other.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
That's what I thought was going on.
That'd be wild.
That's why no information was coming from the front lines or anything, because they're all just... And whoa. I thought the monsters and stuff, none of that was real or something like that. And I was like, okay.
That's crazy.
And then, of course, the God of Death shows up at the end. He's like, I'm going to resurrect this guy. I'm like, oh, I was wrong.
I know.
Okay. All right. So that solved that. Yeah. Conspiracy in my mind. You shut that down real quick, Rebecca.
So
thank you for that. Thank you for making me feel foolish.
That's hilarious. What I was going to say was, so there is magic, but it's like slight magic, like surrealism throughout in the way that we see it.
Yeah.
So like she goes into a store and she's quite poor. And the store, like the magic in the store reads how much money she has in her purse and makes things she can't afford disappear.
That was
how crazy. Humbling is that?
I missed that the first time that I read it, but I was just rereading it like on my drive here. And I was like, how did I miss that?
That's so mean.
That's so funny, though. That's so funny.
Oh, okay. Let me just turn my ass around.
Like, imagine if it did that, like when you were just window shopping or something like that, just like browsing, like walking through the shops, being like, oh, this is so cute. It vanishes. Oh,
it'll never be yours.
Like, you're not going to buy it.
It's crazy.
You thought.
Yeah.
Nice try, Aritzia. Not gonna happen, yeah.
Yeah, Aritzia, she's pricey.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this war going on and there is magic, but something that I thought was cool about it was like people have a criticism of this book that I've heard that they don't think the world building is good enough, which like I just think people are reading it expecting an ACOTAR or a Fourth Wing or whatever.
With
when
way
it's,
more magic or something.
With
like
way
that.
More magic and way more like this world isn't that unlike ours. I mean, it is, but it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think what's cool about it is she's a young girl figuring it out. Like, she doesn't know much about it because she isn't in the position to, really.
Yeah.
And we learn about what's going on in the world around her as she learns it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's kind of cool. Like, we weren't given, like, a bunch exposition, of information at the beginning.
Yeah, it's show, don't tell, yeah.
Exactly.
And I think this book did a very good job of, like, showing things. And even, like, with the quote-unquote telling part,
yeah,
it's kind of done in a blatant telling way, if that makes
with
sense.
Where, like,
with letters of asking for storytelling, and it's a story that's being told.
Yes.
And woven within a story.
I agree.
So that might just be me coping, but I actually really resonated with it.
Me too. So she thinks she's writing these letters to her brother.
She's been typing it up.
Typing, yeah.
Click, 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 click. Love that aesthetic.
Yes.
And then she, like, just sends it. She writes one for the first time in a while that's, like, saying, essentially, Forrest, you suck. I hate that you left me for this goddess that you don't even know because he felt the call or something. And I thought that wasn't real, that one. I thought it was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And then she just slides it under her closet slash wardrobe, which she's been doing for a while, and the letters keep managing to disappear. So she's like, they must be reaching him.
Yeah.
And then she, for the first time ever, gets a text back. Little letter slides on back. Yeah.
Oh, going, well.
Hey,
new
this
phone,
isn't
who
Forrest.
This?
Yeah. And I was like, ooh,
this isn't Forrest.
Clocked it immediately. I'm like, so it's Kit, right?
Well, duh.
There was never a question in my mind.
Well, duh.
If you were reading it, you didn't figure it out was Kit.
Yeah.
That's okay, but you should have.
It's so cute. Yeah, so we find out really quickly that it's Kit, and they have these cute letters back and forth.
The first time, like, going through this, and, like, it was a magic closet, I was like, word? All right, if you're reading Narnia, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
you
it's all it lining up. I was like, okay. Well, she's like, oh, it's my magic closet.
Yeah.
Then later we find out it's the typewriters, because they both have, there are three magical typewriters. They both, Roman and Winnow, have them. So it was like, okay. And the other one's in a museum. I was like, oh, that's better. I liked it better.
That one's getting them too?
No, I think it has to have somebody. I don't think it's mostly the typewriter so much as it is the souls connected to the typewriter. Does that make
That's
sense?
Beautiful.
It's got to come in tandem because it was three best friends that had the typewriter.
I said, come on, female friendship.
Yes.
Three girls.
And it's just a type of, I don't want to say like a love language or something like that, but
I get what you mean.
When you pour your heart into something, it, you know, the universe responds back or something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh. But beautiful. Her grandmother, Iris's grandmother, would always be leaving special notes for her, and that was how she learned how to read and write, but it was also how she showed that she loved her.
Yeah.
She would write a little note and leave it hiding somewhere. Now I'm wondering if she was just typing it and sending it off into the void or something like that, if that's
maybe
a way that it can work.
Maybe.
Maybe it is. Maybe we'll read the second one and be like, no, you gotta have the typewriter so that somebody can clip this and be like, you fucking idiot, what were you thinking?
Aww.
But.
So they're both like kind of fighting to be for this like columnist position. They're both, you know, they have assignments that they're doing for their asshole boss, you know?
I didn't think he was that bad. I thought he was pretty reasonable. I don't know.
I did not like him.
You didn't like him?
No.
I thought he was pretty reasonable, being like, hey, when he hired Iris, he was like from a random lottery of like submitted letters, and he like chose hers because it was the best written.
Yeah.
And he gives her a lot of fair opportunities. Granted, her life is falling apart.
Yeah.
But she also doesn't tell him that. She
kind
of keeps that to herself, and so he's like, so why were you late like two times this week, like missing assignments? She's like, I overslept. And,
you know, I know.
If I'm the boss sitting there, I'm going to be like, so the columnist position is going to the guy who keeps showing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, even like when Kit finally says like her mother died, he's like, why didn't you fucking say anything?
No.
Yeah, well, I can't help you if I don't. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah,
that you just walked away in the middle of work and didn't say anything. I didn't read the obituaries.
Yeah. Oh, and poor thing writes the obituaries.
She writes her own mother's obituary is crazy.
Yeah, so her mom dies. How did she die again?
She gets hit by a train,
cable car or something?
Oh, something like that.
And she has to go identify her.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
My mom didn't come home last night. Hey, a random woman got run over last night.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a betting man.
Yeah. And so she doesn't do the thing. And then Kit gets it. But Kit, obviously, he knows he's talking to her. And he knows that she's dead. And
I wrote, and dead mom? ? The second that they said, oh, unidentified woman is dead.
Her life sucks bad.
Dude, it's best. Is it weird that her life got better when she went to war?
No, undoubtedly it did. Undoubtedly. So then she's like, you know what? I quit.
Uh-huh. And she's like, I'm out of here. This rival paper is taking war correspondence.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sign up for that. And she walks in and they're like, okay, you're in.
Yeah.
No interview really necessary. Like, oh, do you want to die? All right, yeah, hop on.
Because she's also trying to find her brother. And she's that's like, maybe that'll help her bring...
She has nothing left for her back at home.
Yeah, nothing.
And so she types that up to the mysterious guy who's started responding back. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of got a little bit of a, oh, they both, this guy writes pretty well. Meanwhile, Kit has known the whole time that it's Iris because he recognized her writing style. And I think she put from Iris.
Yeah.
And he was like, I shouldn't read these, but then he couldn't stop.
No, because they love each other. They're so cute. I love the letter. I think the letters are so well done in this because it gets us into what they're both thinking, obviously, but like so efficiently and so well. And you care for both of them so immediately. I just think it's also, Rebecca 8.
I kind of like how romantic like the aesthetic of writing letters is totally. And such. But it was definitely like a text conversation. So
yeah.
That type of format, but with
yeah.
a full little PS, something, something. I was like, oh.
A more romantic version of it. Mm-hmm. I wrote down, I don't know if you guys have like been hearing the woes of dating in this day and age, but a lot of women are struggling because when they meet guys, they'll like, especially on like the apps or whatever, they'll just message them and they'll never initiate a date. And so there's a big thing happening right now where women are like, men want pen pals so bad. And this was all I could think about. Like, men just want a pen pal.
Men yearn for the pen
pals.
Yes,
they just want a pen pal. They don't want a girlfriend. They just want a pen pal.
You got to write to, yeah.
Yeah, it's just someone to be like, dip, 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 dip.
What'd you do today? That's so cool. You want to know what I did today? I did this.
And it's like, you know what? Work, I guess.
We yearn.
No, like a date would be great, but sure, pen pal.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hilarious. Women only want us for our bodies. That's the only just talk.
Oh, how the tables have turned. It's so funny. But I literally wrote that down because it's something I've been seeing recently.
You want to go out? Oh, what happened to hi? How are you? Yeah. What are you doing today?
Hey, let me write my essay first. Quick.
Yeah. But on the first date, let's go all the way.
No, deadass. It's crazy. So then he goes and joins her.
Yeah, because he hates his dad. Kit does not like his dad. His dad, like, really sucks. I was surprised. Then all of a sudden, like, they have, like, when they're doing the arranged marriage dinner, he's like, you're going to marry her. I was like, you know, usually I'm with arranged marriages. Usually that's, like, a fun time for the reader. This, no one was liking this. This was bad vibes across the board. And then you find out that she makes gas bombs or something like that.
That's what I was just going to say.
What?
Well, and that's something that I was looking on TikTok to see what people also say about this book. And I don't remember who this was, but someone had pointed out another cool thing about this book is like how it shows war and the different sides of the war. So we see the people who are benefiting from the war, who are selling, you know, the weapons and stuff for the war.
That's another reason why I thought it was a conspiracy when like the gas bomb is dropped like on Iris and all of them and stuff like that. I was like, that's from his dad. They're sending stuff to themselves, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
The same side shooting back and forth.
That'd be crazy.
That's what I thought.
Hey, that's a plot for something.
Yeah.
That you can figure out.
I'll figure it out.
That's crazy.
The twist is ruined now for anyone who watches this, but yeah.
I mean, if you write it riveting enough, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it's crazy being like, this is your fiance. This is what she made. And he's looking, he's like, that's mustard gas. What? Yeah. Well, why would we have that? And he's like, that death god is going to be real friendly with us. And I'm like, why do you want that?
Yeah, it's bonkers.
Why do you, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's just insane to me.
And Roman's like, hey, I'm scared. And then he's like, Miss Diva took her typewriter with her to war. And so they're still talking. And he's like, she has him send letters to like the family of the soldiers, which is really beautiful. And eventually they're like, yapping and he's like, I'm gonna go away for a bit, and you're like, I bet I know where this guy's going, and he shows up there.
I didn't catch that at all. I didn't think he was gonna show up. I thought he was gonna stick around and something else was gonna happen, but then all of a sudden he's walking through. So when she goes out to war and stuff like that, and like she gets like the rules of like living in this house.
Yes.
And they're like, all right, here's your go pack.
You love the diva ready. She lives with.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Marisol.
Marisol, yeah.
I love the accent they had for the audiobook for it.
Yeah,
that was really good.
I love her. I think that she is such a. I think the side characters are done well, like her and even Forrest and Addie. Like, I think they're done really well, and the relationships that form super quickly. I also saw someone else say on TikTok that they felt that this book was like an insta love and an insta friendship thing that they didn't like about it. But I'm like, these people are at war. Of course, they're going to become
But also, they've also known each other for 5 months, if you think about it like that, or like in that general vein. And it doesn't feel instant because they've been corresponding like nightly for like the past month at this point.
I agree with you.
And so there's that buildup right there. They may, like, she might have known that it was him, but she still fell in love with who was writing to her. And that's why she asked several times, do you think it's possible to like love someone that you've never met? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Kit has known it's her and has been falling in love with her for a while, mm-hmm. to the point where his dad was even like, you're not going to get with that gutter girl or whatever.
I know.
It's like, all right.
Dean?
As if I didn't already dislike you enough, Dad. Cool. Hell? Here we go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess I don't want to say his dad has a right to be like pissy, but like he did get his sister killed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, I
guess
he didn't,
drama.
But like. Yes.
But I could see how a parent would be like,
be like,
hold
you
couldn't
have just stayed awake and not let her drown in front of you. Like,
kid's sister dies when he's with her. When he's with
her. He's like, I'm just going to fall asleep while she's swimming. Hey, she's still swimming when he wakes up.
She ain't.
Hey, look,
not
she's
anymore.
Floating. Look at her. She can hold her breath for a really long time, guys.
Oof. Okay, so continue. I'm sorry I interrupted about the like,
yes,
sirens.
So this was, I thought, such a cool moment. Mm-hmm. And then I was also like, this is hot. This is why I like reading some of these books where like it's not like overtly smutty or something like that. Cause you, when I first mentioned it, you were like, hey, you know, it's YA, right? I was like,
I'm okay
with that though. It's a love story still, right?
Cause it makes the other things even more like, you know.
I know, right? Cause like when, so one of the rules is at night you gotta blow out everything. Cause like the wolves, like these like death wolves or like hellhounds or whatever.
The hounds are in the sky.
These monster wolves are going to like start hunting and kill anything that with light or that's like alive. Crazy. Meanwhile, these ethereals will fly over and drop bombs on anything that
dragons
moves.
Dropping bombs. Crazy.
Insane. And so the siren goes off. Hey, ethereals are passing overhead. And she's like, all right, turn off all the candles and stuff. Close the windows. And as she's doing that, she sees fucking Roman Kit walking on down like, da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
I said, not him trying to do a Mr. Darcy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like walking through the
so I like to think
music.
He thought he was so cool. And then she's like, I got to stop. He doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know he's got to drop down. And when they fly overhead, you just got to lie down.
Yeah.
And not move.
And she's like, it's not even that he could get himself killed. He could draw attention to everything around.
He'll drop everything around the area. Yes. Yeah. So she books it on out going. Well, and I like to think in his mind, he's like, she read my letter. She knows it's me. Dun, dun. And it's giving that scene from Madagascar. Where Alex, Marty.
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Or Alex? And they're just like charging at each other. And then she like, he sees like how driven she is to like take him down, tackles him. And then we're just kind of laying on each other. And she's like, don't move. Don't move. I was like, I know this is intense, but like, I'm kind of into this.
No, me too. I'm like,
this is working, guys. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Do that again.
Yes. One more time. One more time. Something about those like, adrenaline inducing moments, you know.
Yes.
But she saves them. She saves him. Mm-hmm. They're okay. They're good.
They're safe. They're alive. Mm-hmm. They go back, and then she's like pissed at him, thinking that she just followed. I mean, he just followed her to upstage her again.
She's so funny.
It's like, you already, it wasn't enough that you already won the columnist position. Now you got to come and show that you're better as a war correspondent. Yeah. And he's like, no. And I'm like, girl, obviously he loves you. Why?
Yeah, he's like, blah blah blah, backstory stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, all right, Iris, you ain't that smart. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and go ahead.
No, go ahead.
They're just like, I just love the way, because she starts to, they spend a lot of time together, and she's like, wait, I kind of like him, but I also like Carver.
And I'm like, girl,
no.
I have a solution for you. You get the best of both worlds.
She literally is like, oh, baby, it's so funny. And she starts to feel guilty because she's like, wait, my love, it's so good.
On one of them, at least. I'm like, you're not cheating on either of them.
No.
You're good.
It's so good.
You're fine. Mm-hmm. In one of the letters, I just wrote this down, so I have to mention it. When they start like really flirting while they talk or something like that, and he like fully sends like a full on like risque text almost.
Oh yeah.
The letter where he was mentioned something about like, I want to meet you. I want to know your name. I want to touch you. Mm-hmm. And then like, it was kind of that. And then immediately after, I could take you to meet my nan. And I was like, that's crazy Riz, right?
I know.
And
he's like, hey.
I want to touch you. Hey, you want to meet my grandma?
That's cute.
I was like, okay.
So cute.
Getting mixed messages with these messages you're sending right there. Now, I'm sure touch is meant like physically, like just like contact with. But I was like, all right, since these are technically like dirty letters he's sending right now.
Come on, Riz. That's so funny. Mm-hmm.
He finally says that his name is Carver. Coward move right there, if you ask me. Roman Coward Kit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
And then I started unable to be able to go, and I don't want the world to see me.
That's Hello. You
Iris,
know,
yeah.
I had a moment with that song.
Oh, yeah?
I listened to it the other day, and I was like, it just came on. And I was like, shit, this song is great.
It is good, yeah.
And it just is so nostalgic for all of those, like, 2000 rom-coms, you know? Mm-hmm. That video of them playing it in the rain. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Is it Nirvana that plays it in the rain right there?
No, it's Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls play? I thought Nirvana plays it in the rain at one point, no? Am I crazy? Is there not a Nirvana playing it in the rain version? Was Nirvana already done by then? Are my timelines over?
See, we're young. We don't know these things.
I saw a clip of somebody. I thought it was.
Well, because of the long hair. I see what
that
you're
might
seeing.
Be. Oh, okay. That
I
might
see what
be
you're
it.
Seeing, but I don't think so. But I also, I could so. Be wrong. I don't know. What do I know? I'm not
Let's
on Lex's
cut that.
Well, I don't know. I
feel
like
know that I was
like
wrong about
people...
something. Nobody can know that I was wrong about something. I have to always have been right.
I don't think that this is an audience full of like Nirvana superstars.
No, dude, Nirvana purists are like out.
They
there,
are.
Man.
No, they are.
You are a Nirvana shirt and they're like, name five songs. And you're like, I can't make the joke I want to make. Never mind. All right. Anyways.
And then they're kind of just like living in the war together.
Yeah, just kind of doing that.
I also thought it was kind of beautiful them talking, like I was saying earlier, you see the different sides of what war does to like a community. And you also see the people who step up to help, even if they're not soldiers, like how, you know, these people that they're around, they're just everyday people who want to just help. And I'm like, oh, it reminds me.
Couldn't be me. I'm locking my door saying, get off my property. Yeah. Third Amendment.
It reminds me of Dunkirk. Have you seen Dunkirk?
Yes, I have.
You know, when all the civilians.
That's a cool one. That's a good
That's a good ass movie. Yeah. I'm not that big on war movies. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. 1917 is also great.
I think you like war movies.
No, I like two war movies.
I like some more. I'll recommend some other ones to you. You might like more. You should watch Tolkien.
Like
it's the story about J.R.R. Tolkien when he is in World War One. It's only a brief moment.
Oh, interesting.
But it has some cool moments with the – I might have mentioned it on here before, but like when he's in the trenches and stuff like that, you see some of the explosions of fire and stuff like that. Oh, and it does some of the Mordor imagery
totally.
And stuff like that.
That's
with
cool
it, for
as
his
hell,
inspiration.
To be honest.
Yeah. Amongst other things. Do you? I love the – because it also talks about his thought process for like making the language that he made for Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
This is my nerd thing where he'll be talking about – he'll just combine random words and like make it a one magical word, like talking about a cellar door. The ruins of Celador or something like that.
Oh.
And that's how he like combines and he just takes two
that's
random
cool.
words. And like, oh yeah.
I'm interested one. In that.
Yeah. Weird tangent right there. But speaking Back of storytelling to, and authors
yeah.
and
well,
stuff
I feel like that's
writers, it's
of
kind of
this
on brand.
Kind of
yeah.
a thing. Okay.
Yeah, I wrote of course he goes to find her in war.
Yeah.
Divine Rival at chapter 28. That was that. And I really like this title. Honestly, I know I'm not a marketing genius when it comes to this type of stuff. But it's speaking to me. The artwork on it of just the color schemes and everything. The title, it's hitting every like I said. Earlier.
They're irises. That's what these are.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Didn't even know that. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, of course they're fucking irises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just really like the title, Divine Rivals. That's my bread and butter right there.
I agree.
Little two word titles as a thing.
And it's also like the rivals of like them, but also the gods.
Yes.
It's
yes,
so
yes.
good.
What does he call it? When he's talking about what's a synonym for sublime or something. And then he says something.
Yes.
A divine. Whatever he says, whatever he said, you know what I'm talking about? I can't remember. I didn't write it down and I should have.
I do know what you're talking about.
But.
And that's kind of how he's trying to tell her that it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Writing.
That's one of the ways. And she doesn't put that two and two together right there, but I'm like, it's going to say divine in like the next letter that he sends.
Yeah.
But all right. They spend some time there at the little cottage and then they get the opportunity to go to the trenches.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'll be going because her friend Addie went last time. She's the other war correspondent that's there. And Kit's like, I'm coming too. I can hang outside the side of the lorry or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, if you want to. And then in one of the lorries they're riding and she's like, all right, we can both fit in this. If you don't mind me sitting on your, and then he immediately goes, I don't mind. I don't
He's
mind.
Funny.
Come sit on my lap.
It's He's okay. kind of funny.
He's so real.
Yes.
She's like, oh, if you don't mind, I could sit. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Doesn't even let her finish the sentence. Like,
I
yeah,
know.
Absolutely, you could do that.
It's
I
so good. It's so good.
Like, all right,
she's like, and the way she's like,
stop drooling, bro. All right.
She's sitting on him like stiff as a board. He's like, you can relax.
And no way. He's the one who's like not moving around. He's like,
no, but she's sitting up too straight. And so she's like flailing. And he's like, girl.
And every bump, he's like,
yeah. So he's like, girl, sit back.
Okay. Lean back here. It's okay. And I was like,
it's so cute. Where's it? I had a quote that I had found.
I can talk about other stuff in the meantime.
Talk about it.
In the trenches now, and they're reading little letters and scribbles because she's trying to read the last letter that he wrote to her, which is the one where it pretty much says who he is.
Yes.
And he's not ready for her to actually read it. So he starts like distracting her from reading it by throwing other little scribbles.
So cute.
Like, this is so good.
It's so cute.
This is great.
I love when they go for a run together.
Oh yeah, that
because he loves to run, and he like shows up in the morning, and he's like all flush, and she's kind of like, "Now why do you look like that?"
Hey,
I love to run. Oh. And then he's like, "Come on, let's go for a run together." And she's kind of like, "Girl, no." But then she like kind of loves it. The way he cheers her on, that's what I was looking for. Oh, that's it. You're doing great, Winnow. Shut up, Kit. Absolutely, whatever you want. Like the way he's like, yeah. It's
anything
so
you
funny.
Need, baby.
Yes, it's so cute. What?
This is gonna be a weird question. Just bear with me. When is the last time that you like did a full sprint run? Have you seen those videos? Or something like
I
that,
love those videos. Like me,
everyone,
it's been a long time.
Go try to run right now. It's an important skill to keep or something like that. You don't know how slow you are until you try to run. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's what I'm doing?
Yeah, it's okay. Been a while. Well, it hasn't been that long. 3 days ago, I was out in LA and I left my purse at a bar and I didn't remember until like we were all the way down the street and I was like, fuck.
And was it your birthday?
It was the day after my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I sprinted North Hollywood. Sprinted.
Perfect running form.
I kind of ate down. I had my platform docs on. I was like,
Captain America on your left.
Dead ass.
Looking on down.
No, everyone was like, girl. And I got my bag.
Get your bag, sis.
So I actually did. Maybe it wasn't a full sprint, but I did run down the street.
It was surprising fast.
Were you
drunk at the time too? Or?
Yes.
Okay. I find that you're faster when you're drunk. Yes. I'm surprised that like most Olympic athletes don't get like super drunk right before. I feel like they'll be better. Obviously not.
Yeah.
But like, I feel, you know, get what I'm saying?
No, I follow. Cause
they'll feel faster at least.
The confidence. Okay. So then should we go to when?
Some bombs start going off.
Yes.
Yeah. They lose the trench. They got to run. Mm-hmm. A grenade gets thrown in. Kit tackles Iris while she's like a little bit frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets some shrapnel in his leg. It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's rough. They start retreating. They've lost this trench.
And she also starts helping bringing the bodies of people like to the infirmary.
And the wounded
infirmary.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, which is like kind of crazy.
That's pretty crazy. That was written like very well with like how detached she was from it kind of.
And it's also so high stakes. Ugh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love it bad. So yeah, he got a shrapnel.
There was the guy, Lieutenant Lark or something. He was in charge of the company. He had a really bad wound. He was bleeding a lot. And I was like, well, I think we just lost Lieutenant Lark.
R.I.P.
We do, in fact, lose him. She tells a story about Deka and Enva or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of sit transfixed. I thought the story was going to go to she's telling the story and like he doesn't even hear the end of it. I thought he was going to like die in the middle of it, but she was just going to keep telling the story or something like that. But he hears the end of it and then he dies. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's beautiful. And then so she goes to... Is it that she goes to visit him?
She goes to visit him, yeah. And she's caressing his, like, unconscious hair.
Yeah,
and
literally, she's like...
Because she finds out that it is that's who it is after she finishes the letter.
Yeah.
And she's like, I wonder what we are. So what are we? dove in front of a grenade to save my life. You've written me confessions of love, and I very clearly love you, too. So what are we exactly?
Let's define the relationship.
Let's find out what these labels are right here. What am I feeling for? I'm like, girl, if you don't just acknowledge that you love him too.
Yeah, dead ass.
This better not be a third act breakup. And thankfully it lasts like a page.
Yeah. She's like kind of pissed for a second. Then she's like, wait.
Then he wakes up and kisses her. And then the nurse.
It reminds me of The Greatest Showman when Zac Efron is down bad after the fire and Zendaya goes to the end and they kiss.
I was just listening to that at the gym today.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I pulled up a playlist that was for my 100 top songs of 2017.
Oh,
and Rewrite the Stars was on it. Because I don't remember what I was listening to back then, but I was like, go off, all right.
The song is so good.
It is.
I was watching that with my friends recently and we watched that scene, the Rewrite the Stars scene, rewinded it and watched it again.
Yeah, it's so good. Me and brushing my teeth, going like, what if we, acting like I'm swinging around. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I said, one of my notes, I love a near-death experiences that makes them realize they love each other. Mm-hmm. Like, damn.
But as they're kissing, the nurse walks in and goes, all right, simmer down now. Mm-hmm. Is this something that's going to keep happening? She's like, no, it's never going to happen again. And Kit's like, it might happen again. We'll have to see.
It's funny.
But she was reading the letter or something like that beforehand. This is the only time an I love you over text is valid.
Totally.
It's the only time it's ever been
okay.
Because
it's over a letter.
I know. It's different.
It's so whimsical.
Mm-hmm. I should get a typewriter, start writing letters.
You should.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Rachel will love that.
But also, like, I was going to say I want to find a man with a typewriter, but also that could be someone so
okay,
scary.
So
do you know what I'm saying?
This is the problem with that type of thing, you guys. If you want a man with a typewriter, he's probably going to be the most insufferable person.
That's exactly what I'm
ever
saying.
Met. Exactly. It's going to be full. And he's probably going to be so manipulative, too. Like,
exactly.
Not to be judgy or anything like
no,
that.
It's
but
true.
Any man who's got, like, you left your typewriter.
And my apartment.
That's a hell of a line.
Dead but, ass.
That means that his whole aesthetic is just being performative and insufferable.
No.
Unless you find out completely naturally after talking to him for a month that he does have a typewriter, that's different.
That's different.
But if he's like, oh, let me write you some letters about my typewriter, and he's like, he's flexing the fact that he has a typewriter, run.
It's like when that person, I'm not going to say any names.
Don't stop it, go.
I hope you know what I'm talking about. This is going to be about a person that we know, so just bear with me for the story because it's funny. There's this person who we know who I can't fucking stand. He's insufferable, and he would sit and write with the... You know what I'm talking
about?
With a fucking feather, like,
quill
and ink. Shut the hell up. Like, do that at your house as a hobby. Don't do that in front of people.
A quill and ink is a little excessive. It's given that type of, this is a bit extreme here.
Thank
yeah.
you.
This is,
I knew you'd know what I was talking
you're doing
about.
I'm fine with journaling or something like
totally.
That at work. Dip.
Just like, shut up, William Shakespeare.
I'm like, all right, bro.
It's sick and twisted.
All right.
Also, so unserious. I can't.
The only way that I'll accept it is if you dress up like William Shakespeare.
No, it has to be
on your breaks. You have to be full.
Yes.
And doing it for the bit.
Exactly.
Then it's you can be as serious as you want in your writing, but if you're going to be bringing a feather and quill,
it has to be a bit.
I better see you putting on spectacles with a little pipe in your mouth or something.
A feather hat.
A little feather tipped hat. That's an extra pen.
Yes, and I need a skull next to you.
Then you're
so that
matching.
You can do to be or not to be at any moment.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I need you stopping and thinking,
God, this guy pisses me off. Okay. Anyways.
You're Lexapro. Remember, it's going to help you.
I'm going to be nice and like, la la la, so soon.
But yeah, if first date he's whipping out the typewriter, run.
Run away.
That's a problem.
Sprint.
I can't imagine a situation where that's solid unless he just collects antique. There's exceptions.
Yes, I agree.
I'm not saying there's not exceptions. And as we've already established, we like the aesthetic and yes. we think it's cool. It's you got to be careful because there are people out there that are aware of that aesthetic and they're aware that it's a weakness for us.
Dead ass.
Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With his patchwork sleeves, his mustache, and his little his key ring that he has, probably.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
if
yeah.
he's got all that with a typewriter,
skinny jeans.
Make sure he can read out loud first. Make sure he can do that. Popcorn read to this person, and then you can find out. If for those who don't know, popcorn reading was this thing in like school where you'd be reading sections from like the textbook, and then you'd say someone's name after like a paragraph, and then they'd have to pick
I think everyone
you
knows
left off.
Popcorn reading.
Some people might not. It might not be a thing. But it's especially cruel because the literacy rate is so low these days.
Not here, though.
It's the best way. Not in this
this room.
Right here. And you can put the argument that it's like, it's reading out loud, you get nervous, and that's a valid thing.
Totally.
However, if you have a typewriter, you better be able to read out loud.
And also,
I think
if you get nervous,
prerequisite.
Get Lexapro.
Yeah. Just, and we're still not sponsored somehow. The fifth plug that we've had this episode.
Somebody. Okay.
But, you know, they kiss, and he proposes to her a little bit later.
And they get married immediately.
I was so caught off guard. Marry me this afternoon. And I'm sitting there flustered. This is so sudden. Oh my gosh.
It's like so
I don't know
sudden.
What I'm gonna wear.
Hey, where's my invite?
Oh my gosh.
It's so sudden, but I'm not mad at all.
Mm-hmm. I was so nervous the whole time from this point on because the writing, this is done well on her part. Mm-hmm. As if I haven't said every other part has been done well as well.
Yeah. Hey, also we met her and like she knows that we love her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she totally remembers us from that
she does.
3 seconds that we spoke to her. Yeah, that's great. Went to a book signing for Rebecca Ross when we posted like that we were coming back months ago and then we didn't come back.
No, we did one.
We did one episode, yeah. But where was it? Oh, yeah. So this is where the tension starts with like there were boots. Somebody was in the house. Must have been a soldier. Some of the go packs are missing.
Yeah.
Some of
his other
Kit's other jumpsuit is missing. And I'm sitting here thinking, the enemy has infiltrated. Mm-hmm. They're going to pretend to be correspondents. They're going to it's going to be like a red wedding type of situation.
Oh, shit.
I was thinking this is going to go
red
bad.
Red wedding.
Where they're going to be talking about the correspondents are there. Yeah. I'm just not trusting of any of these stories anymore.
Red wedding. Oh,
the wedding's going to get interrupted. I was like, too many things are going weird. And then they get married and nothing goes wrong. And they go upstairs. And like I love it when she didn't know she was getting married that night. She comes home and like she's like, Kit, why did you shower? That's so weird. And
it's
they're like,
so
hey,
cute.
You should take a shower too, Iris. And she's like, fuck you. What do you mean by that?
She's like, we're in the trenches. Hello.
It's giving,
so cute though. The way Addie's like, come on. It's really sweet.
It's giving like, I know my eventual proposal is going to go or something like that. Where like, I'll get Rachel's friends probably. We've talked about this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like this is a drop ball.
I'm like.
Where I just know that I'm going to get her friends to go take or something. She's going to be like, I'm not going to do that. And they're like, oh, you should dress them. She's like, I'm going to wear my fruity monkey poop shirt that she has or something. She's like, not going to wear. And it's that. Like any type of proposal or something. Like, she's like, I don't want to get my nails done today or something like that. And it's like, oh my God.
No, yeah.
And then she's going to get mad at me when like I propose and she's not wearing what she wants to be wearing for the video.
Totally.
Or something like that. It's that one TikTok where he's proposing at like a beautiful like mountainside or something. She's like, I'm in sweatpants.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just know for a fact that him and her friends all tried to get her to wear something else. And she was like, I'm not going to do that.
No, yeah.
It's that same energy. She's like, you should take take a shower. And she's like, do I smell that bad? I feel fine. It's not shower
time. Yeah, fuck you.
And I'm sitting here like, girl, if you don't take a shower right now.
Yeah, blow out
so
your hair.
So help me, you nasty.
Yeah. That's just so funny. I saw a TikTok of a girl who, and I could see this like this tangent, sorry, but so, like
it's all tangents.
Yeah, a girl who she had a dress she wanted to wear when she was engaged, and mm-hmm. so her friends, like, they were going somewhere, her friends, and they were like, okay, here's the dress. And so she knew, like, because it was the dress. And I'm like, I can see a world where, like, sure, but also I'm like, I think I would want to be kind of surprised
just a little bit. I think,
you know,
it's kind of back to those reminiscent high school days of like the promposals or something,
yeah,
like that. But that was less stakes than this, I think. I think absolutely.
I think
anytime that I see like a surprise proposal where like the girl didn't know he was going to propose, I'm like, that's a little, obviously I'm not in on their relationship. Maybe that's their vibe or whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe you should have at least talked about it. That's the lack of Lexapro in me talking, I guess. But
my sister was surprised.
She didn't know that.
No, because it was.
They had never spoken about it before.
They had spoken about it.
Okay,
but
that's
my sister
what I mean.
Didn't,
yeah,
know what was happening.
Yeah.
And my sister's in leggings in her photos. But she, that's her,
okay,
vibe. So she doesn't really care.
Okay.
And yeah, it was in Paris. So it's like.
She's wearing leggings in Paris. I'll talk to your sister.
Well, because they were big, like, I don't know, something like that. They were like, it was a big tourist day. And they're like in front of the Louvre. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
How did the wedding go? Is it all good and done now? All
settled? Oh, it's,
I know it's been done
so
for a while.
Done.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. But you're finally.
Oh,
I know you were still.
Well, that's
like,
why I'm getting
residual
Lexapro.
Stress after the fact. You needed it back then. You need
I know,
retroactive Lexapro.
I'm doing this too late for sure. But no, it's great.
You go. I'll, yeah, make you plan my wedding then. There you go.
Period. I'll be better then. Okay, so then they get married and it's really cute and they have their night together and it's so romantic.
It was done really well, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously it's YA.
It's a fade to black like with like nothing actually happening, but like also it's the fade to black is like still the emotions of it.
It's so good. The
Which
way
that's okay too.
The way she writes emotion, I think, is her strong point. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to read more from her because I've only read this.
Yeah, we went to the book signing for the prequel.
Yeah, Wild Reverence.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm excited to read more because it's so, she's so like lyrical in the way she writes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's like a music to it.
Yes.
And then the next morning, everything goes to shit.
Yeah, everything goes way wrong. The Aetherals start dropping bombs like crazy.
Yeah.
They lost the front line. It's they're going to be there any day now. And this is why I thought enemy soldiers had infiltrated, because where the bombs were dropped, it didn't seem specific. The patterns were weird. Certain houses were destroyed while other ones were. In hindsight, it's genuinely because the randomness of the attack, how some could be spared while others were completely ruined. That was the aesthetic. I mean, not the aesthetic, the point that was being driven.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I thought it was targeted. They knew which houses the soldiers were staying in.
I get what you're saying.
That's what I
that
thought it was.
Sense.
I thought somebody was dressed up in a press outfit, mm-hmm, going around scoping out and telling the Aetherals where to drop the bombs. That's what I thought it was.
Well, I think that's what's going to be next time.
Yeah.
Number two.
For Ruthless Vows, you think that's...
Well, because now... So we'll finish and then I'll say that.
Yeah. But I was sitting there and then she's like going, they're like, we need to grab the barricades and stuff like that. We need just to get some people,
yeah,
out of here. And then the Aetherals start flying overhead again. And you're like, everyone stop, everyone move. And then this one kid, I hate kids in all types of intense situations. This is my weird take that you can cancel me for if you want. But the second this kid started going, mom, I have to find my mom. And I get it. I do.
Yeah.
But if I'm a soldier there, I think first thing I'm doing is, I'm sorry, kids. You got to go.
What am I thinking of? The Titanic with that one kid who they go back for, you know, like that. Like, ugh.
Oh, you had to save that kid when the water starts flooding on in and stuff like that. It's just every now and then you're just like, oh, this kid's going to get him killed. Yeah. If it's a dog, I'm like, absolutely save the dog. Yeah. If it's a kid, I'm like, the dog doesn't know. The dog, I'm like, kid, you better zip it.
Some survival skills.
You need to find your mom. I'll send you to your mom right now. So help me. If you don't zip it right now while these bombs are about to be dropped, and then we find out that a bomb is dropped and it doesn't explode. And they're like, oh. Then it starts hissing out gas. I'm like, bro.
And it gets Roman bad.
That was one of the worst things in World War One was just the gas.
It's so horrifying.
Like, it wasn't used later on. It was banned in all future warfare. There's so silly that there's rules of engagement for like war being like, hey guys, we're not going to use any mustard gas, right?
But let's kill each other regardless.
No chemical weapons or anything. Let's be fair. We won't use our nukes yet. I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, what does this mean? What do you mean? And you'll just, and then the rest of the world is just sitting there like, this is getting too close to like modern war.
No, hey, it's
like
dumb as hell. I'm pissed.
But like, you're sitting there and you're just like, hey, so what if we were all just like chill and like didn't try to do that shit, you know? As like somebody who like studied this type of stuff and like why these things happen.
Yeah.
It's just a self-fulfilling prophecy of shit of people being like, hey, what if they attack us? We got to make sure they don't attack us. Then everyone sees you building up stuff and they're like, oh, well, we got to make sure they don't attack us. They're like, what if we all just weren't attacking people? I get that there are people out there who are going to take stuff, but I feel like we're advanced enough that this should be avoidable.
It is.
And I get that it's not because it's not being avoided, but like, it's one of those things where you're just sitting there, and especially in a situation like this war right here, I guess apart from like God's actually showing up being like, hey, we're going to go kill them. Like, I guess, if God showed up and was like, hey, we got to get to work. Like, all right, Crusades, here we go. Like, at least those wars made sense in my mind. You're going to war and you're like, oh, God wants this to happen. And they're too like indoctrinated to know that that's not the vibe. Totally. We got to take Jerusalem, guys. That's the vibe. You're like, all right, let's all just relax.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a weird tangent right there.
I mean, this is about war. That's what it is.
But this kid gets the bomb dropped on them. Mm-hmm. And then she's running, coughing up, getting away from the gas. And she sees who she thinks is Kit. I clocked this shit immediately. Guy in a jumpsuit and a mask. I'm like, that is not fucking Kit. Mm-mm. Not fooling me for a second. Iris, you dumb fucking... get away from him.
Yeah.
And what I thought it was... is that the soldier thought that that was his partner.
Mm.
I thought that this is the guy who infiltrated, and I thought that there might have been another spy in the midst.
Okay.
And that he was just grabbing his partner, and they were trying to run away. Until he started saying Iris, and then I was like, oh, is he trying to kidnap her because he was watching or something? And I realized, this is probably fucking Forrest or something. Clocked that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's running, being like, this is weird. And then, like, he's kind of... grabs her by the throat at one point when she tries to fight him, when she sees that Kit is running behind. She's like, wait, no, I can't. And then I'm like, oh, is it not Forrest? Because that seems like a really weird thing for him to do to his little flower.
It's
you know?
Weird as hell.
And I'm like, what is going on here? Oh, my God. This is such an intense finale here. Yes. And I'm in Costco listening to this going, and I stopped in Costco.
Not in Costco.
Yeah, I was shopping, and I just stopped like right by the dairy section going, okay. And I just stood there for a good like 10 minutes listening.
It's crazy.
Not shopping. I'm locking in. Mm-hmm. And Kit like sputters and like starts suffocating in a pool of his own blood, chasing them down because he's gas shrapnel in his leg.
Hi, Dad.
And you know, then she finds out from her brother that he died in the front lines and that Dacre brought him back. And I'm like, oh, so gods are in fact a real thing.
They're doing. They're.
I was so convinced in this moment they're fighting each other or something. And then
it's crazy because he was fighting for Enva, died. Dacre resurrected him and was like, you fight for me now.
And you're like, I guess. All right.
And she's like, huh? It's bonkers.
Mm-hmm. I'm so interested to find out the layers of that in Ruthless Vows, the sequel.
Well, because now he resurrected Roman.
She goes back to look for him, can't find him. Mm-hmm. And the fucking cliffhangers. I love him, but if you...
it's a big one.
Come on.
Does it literally say?
Fine, I'll buy the other one too. And it's just... I love him, but I hate him.
I agree. It's crazy. So I assume now he's going to be some sort of... I wonder if he's going to be a spy. I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Because that's what I was saying when I'm like, that's probably going to happen. If he's spying on him and then he has to like fight the... call.
I think he'll be able to fight it. I think his love for Iris is going to be strong enough.
His brother fought it.
Her brother.
Thank you. Her brother fought it. Yeah. Yeah.
Fought it to get back to her. And another reason why I was like, this is not how siblings act. All right.
Because you would know.
This is not. I'm an only child. Solomon, do you have a little sister?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the relationship right there. Are there ever any undertones of like weird chemistry when you guys
don't
are speaking?
Don't ask someone that. You're crazy.
I don't think so. Well, my answer would be no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Their embraces, their little
funk. It's a little
weird. I miss you, my brother. Oh. And I was like,
it's okay. A little weird. I you know what I thought originally when I read it? I thought that maybe he was like possessed by Dacre. That he was Dacre. Like in his body. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes.
So that's Divine Rivals.
Partially true because he's controlled.
But yeah. I thought it was like was him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Divine Rivals.
That's Divine Rivals, guys.
Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun to do stuff that's not spooky so often.
Yeah, I've said this before. I can give or take this. I just want a good story.
Me too, usually, yeah.
Like the love stories are the ones that have the most compelling things in them.
I agree.
Because it's something that everyone can relate to at one level or another. Going forward with this podcast and everything, guys, thank you for sticking around all this time. I know we were gone for a good while. We're back now, though. We're intentionally staying on it. I'm done slacking off, I think.
Yeah. I have Lexapro now.
Yeah, Maddie's medicated.
I'm medicated. And I'm 30, so.
Set. We're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Your thriving 30s? Is that what it is? Is that what it's called? Or what?
30, flirty, and thriving.
30, flirty, and thriving. Cool.
Woo! Let us know how you all are doing.
Absolutely. As always, please like, comment, subscribe, follow, all those things. Please keep chatting with us because it keeps us motivated and accountable to keep making content that you guys can enjoy, that we enjoy making. And it feels like it's not just like us doing this. I'm always in that weird place where I feel like no one watches us. And then like all of a sudden we'll get messages from people that I've never met. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. People like watch it.
Or a lot of people that we do know. A lot of people have been asking me.
Yeah, people that I know, like, that I haven't spoken to in years are like, hey, are you, like, still doing that? I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah, you're right. You watch that? You know?
Yeah, we're kind of slayers.
Weird, yeah.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Happy you're here, too, watching this, listening to this, being a part of this in whatever way you are. I feel like that gets understated, and I don't want to get too sappy, but thank you for being here, guys. And next up is going to be our heavy hitter, I think. We've waited long enough with our lollygagging, and I've been waiting to read this.
Me too.
Just for the episode.
Me too. I'm freaking out.
We're going to be covering Alchemized by Sun Lin Yu as our next one. I don't know how many parts it might need to end up being. Probably two. I'm thinking, because it seems like a pretty hefty book. I've heard so many good things, but I've also heard things that it's like, that Manacled might be better, and I have no expectations either way.
Yeah.
And we're super stoked for it. And we hope that you tune on in for that one as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you for coming on by.
Love you. Bye-bye.
See ya.